Markets have been trading in tighter ranges this week, trying to figure out where exactly to focus. There have been three big stories in our view. The first and most recent is the re-escalation of tension between the Ukraine and Russia after President Biden gave Ukraine the green light for the limited use of American-made long-range missiles. The second is the Trump trade and where we are exactly at this point now, with a lot of the dollar bullishness from this trade already presumably priced in. And the third story is, of course, Fed policy and what exactly the Fed will be looking to do at upcoming meetings. There has been a little concern from the market that the Fed won't be leaning as accommodative as it would like to see. This after the Fed chair recently commented the central bank was in no hurry to cut rates. So a lot to digest right now and a lot of back and forth with some tighter ranges until we get further clarity on all of this. Earlier today, Japan trade data came in strong with exports much higher than expected. In China, the PBOC left its 1 and 5 year loan prime rate unchanged at 3.1% and 3.6% respectively, and in Australia, six-month annualized growth rose into positive territory. Looking ahead, key standouts on the calendar for the remainder of the day come from German producer prices, UK inflation reads, the ECB financial stability review, Eurozone construction output, and an ECB Lagarde speech. That's all for now.